New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, Tyler. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. Happy Thursday.
And to you as well. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Having a great Thursday?
Well, yeah, but after our chat about 5 minutes ago, all I can think about is Tim Tams, and that's all I want, and I don't have any.
I want to eat a Tim Tam too. I also mentioned to you guys that I have a whole family pack at home. They will be staying at home, I Aunt Sharon.
Fair enough.
Marcus, bring them in.
He's in bed.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen.
No doubt.
He hears enough of me. For the rest of his life, he doesn't need to listen to this radio show.
At all times. Now, you did some cooking yesterday, Tyler.
Yeah, I made a lasagna from scratch.
Oh, do you ever make the pasta sheets by hand?
I wish I could. I haven't attempted that yet, but I would really like to do like a pasta making class.
That would be good.
But I purchased the fresh lasagna sheets.
Nice.
That was good. Made the bechamel from scratch.
Beautiful.
Let the lasagna bolognese meat like
bubble away.
Simmer all afternoon. The house smelt delicious. It was a really hot afternoon to attempt a lasagna, though.
I was gonna say, do you, when you simmer something like that, you close the bedroom?
Nah. Should I?
Well, it doesn't. I like to
just smell like wafts over to the bedroom.
Yeah, and then you just got lasagna after dinner as well.
What's not to love about that?
I'm gonna close the bedroom. I used to not worry about it.
Just dozing off to the sweet scents of
tomato and garlic.
Tomato and garlic and basil and creamy. Cheesy sauce.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good, eh?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'll close off the bedroom so it's not in there as well, in the sheets and everything.
No, I had to have the bedroom door open so that the aircon would reach the bedroom because the oven, the heat from the oven, purely almost overheated the whole house yesterday. It was so hot.
Oh, you're cooking lasagnas in every cupboard. Yeah, because it's hot enough in here. Why not?
Could do.
You could.
Could have roasted it in the spare room where the aircon doesn't reach.
What's in there? Oh, it's your linen. And a lasagna.
And a sauna.
Exactly. All in one. Well, that's a bit of fun. Lasagna class with Tyler.
We've got lasagna coming out our ears now. If you'd like, I'm willing to share the lasagna, just not the Tim Tams.
How big's the tray that you started
with? Yeah, like a big dog.
Big family tray. Yeah. Awesome.
I'll be eating lasagna for the next 3 or 4 days.
Good stuff. We'll catch up with Jess to get a little deeper on the local news topics in just a few minutes as you're waking up with a Novo.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, I believe there's a big new redevelopment project out of Maitland that's getting started.
Yeah, so officially started construction yesterday, a $7 million project to transform Harold Gregson Park. It's capping off a decades worth of work that has been going on at the Maitland Regional Sports Complex. The final stage of the work that is getting underway includes things like a brand new play space, a full-sized basketball and multi-purpose court, parkour equipment.
Parkour!
Oh my God, that's so fun. Can we do a team trip out there, please?
You know, they designed this like 10 years ago when we've got to get a parkour space
parkour
in there.
Parkour was trending.
It's absolutely going off as a sport.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
I'm in.
And improved skate park for the kids too. It's going to have an amenities block, a large picnic shelter, an EV charging station, more parking, so all the good stuff.
Oh, quick, do an upgrade. The times are changing. Put an EV charging station in. That'll fix the parkour.
That's so funny. I'm actually excited for this. I would love to go out and do parkour in Maitland.
Would you?
Yes.
Off you go then. Tell me
You're
how it
coming.
Was.
You're coming. No, I'm dragging you two with
Fat
me.
Chance.
Hell yeah, I'm coming.
I'll come on Zoom.
I'll put my helmet and my elbow pads on as well.
Oh, great.
I can roll around.
You feel like you're in the office.
Yeah. And now also, Jess, coming off the back of a big win with the Jets last week, they've got to maintain that.
Yeah, so they're flying to Perth. I'm pretty sure today they're heading over a day early to kind of just chill out and get adjusted and settle in. So
go
it's
to
not
the Little
like
Creatures Brewery.
And,
sure.
And also deal with the time zones of WA.
Oh, yeah.
And just WA in general.
Yeah. Got jet lag, guys.
Yeah. So they're playing up against Perth, obviously, on Saturday. Dane Ingham, their defender, was saying yesterday that they're obviously pretty keen to keep, you know, going how well they did last week, 4-0 against Brisbane. They want to keep it up. They've got their new Japanese import that's going to be playing with them
that was
on
quick.
Saturday. Yeah, so he flew in earlier this week. week and went from snow to our bloody 30-degree
hot
heat.
Summer.
Yeah, it's great. So they're on Saturday and the Jets women are playing 3 games next week. Their first one is against Canberra on Sunday.
Yeah, the girls.
Fantastic.
I hope the girls win.
Yeah, me too.
And I hope they smash Canberra.
Yeah.
Canberra's your old city too, isn't it, Creva?
I was there for 3 years.
Yeah, Canberra's my old city too. I hope Canberra go down.
Newcastle is my new city.
Way better.
Much better indeed. Thanks for that, Jess. Full catch up again with Jess as we get the news in the next 10 minutes or so. Next, though, oh my God, a new flavour of oat milk is rocking the food world.
I feel like that they're trying really hard to make it cool.
Well, we'll see.
Is this one going to be cool?
I think it might be.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're taking it old school. Up next, we'll get into that in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Creva.
Tyler and Creva are the Novos.
All right, Tyler. So for it feels like ever, Oak just had the basic flavours, chocolate, banana, strawberry, caramel and vanilla.
Normal.
And he's kept them in their little carton boxings.
And life was good.
They just didn't do anything. I feel like the marketing department, they went on holiday back in about 1973.
And then, they've just returned.
And they've just done nothing until now. They never thought, we'll never change anything.
We'll spice things up a bit.
And now it feels like they came back from holiday, still in their like 1970s outfit.
Brand new outlook on life, though.
And went, let's just do some different stuff now.
Yeah.
I've had a 30-year holiday.
I'm
trying
refreshed.
To mix it up. Exactly.
I'm ready to get back to work.
And they've done a few things. So the first thing I noticed was probably about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
They came out with the oak-flavoured Gaytime ice cream.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I was like, where did that come from? Who's actually doing some work at the Oak marketing department? They've dusted off the old plans. And we'll do some stuff here.
Oh, my God.
Delicious.
Is it good?
Really good. The chocolate is just oat milk, like chocolate flavour. It's amazing. The ice cream is amazing.
Yum.
Then you got like that Gaytime crunch on the outside.
Delicious.
Great thing. Now they've gone, you know what? That little ice cream experiment was a massive success.
Let's keep going.
And they've just brought out oak-flavoured milk Splice Pine Lime. Now, I'm a big fan of the Splice. Now, you're not so much, I'm thinking.
No, I don't really like the mixture of, like, creamy and, like, fruity. You know, like, it's kind of like a spider as well. I'm not a fan of that. I don't like ice cream with, like...
You're mad.
I don't know. It's one or the other. I've got to either have an ice block or an ice cream. You can't mix the two.
I hear what you're saying.
And you're wrong.
And I disagree, right? Which is fine. That's okay. Friends can have different opinions. But for me, this is a winning combination. I can't wait to try it. I've just seen little ads for it.
Yeah.
And all I can say is keep on the right on this path, Oak. You got to do different stuff these days to keep it interesting.
Yeah, I agree. Have you seen some other flavours of the, like the chocky, well, not chocky milks, that's what I call them though, chocky milk. Can I get it? There's a Zupa Duper one.
Oh, that's a terrible idea. You tried it,
yeah? Yeah, we've tried it. Well, I mean, because Marcus works at Woolworths. He brings all the junk home sometimes.
All the new experimental stuff.
Not good.
I mean, that feels like a flop, but at least they're trying.
Fairy floss? Gross.
Really? Oh, I think I might get around that. I like
fairy floss milk. They've also got like a caramel one, but it's not obviously not caramel branding,
caramel,
but it's
just
like...
All they did was cross out caramel and like write milk on the end.
Caramel, yeah.
I don't think they did it too hard on that.
Splice maybe though. I'd get around. I'd give it a go.
I definitely want to try this. And all I can say is well done for finally dusting off the old marketing plans and doing some work.
Yeah, finally.
Because you've done nothing. You've sat on your laurels for too long.
And, I mean, are they back, though? Like, is this going to make or break them, do you think?
I think it's going to make them.
Okay.
If they keep pumping out ideas like this, as long as they don't go down what Primo's done and puts, like, what was it?
Yeah.
Hundreds and thousands.
With Cabanossi?
Yeah, that's a big no.
That's a hard no.
Exactly. Hey, Jess Index with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom to get all of your news headlines just a couple of minutes off as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, I know you're an Android user, so
yes.
You may not have had this problem, but right up until last night on the Apple Weather app, Tuesday's weather forecast, tops of 28, lows of 29, chance of thunderstorms, 0%. But that was the main forecast For Tuesday.
Now, I think what you've discovered, because I think this has happened on Emmy's uses Apple as well.
Yeah.
I think what you've, uncovered here is the very rare instance Apple has a bit of a meltdown.
They've glitched.
They've had a glitch. If we're at the forefront of tech right here.
Yeah.
Because Apple never make mistakes like that.
I could call that
very
on this.
Rare.
They've made a big mistake.
We'll get Tim Cook on the air next. Maybe not.
Who's that?
The head of Apple.
Oh.
Try and solve this.
Isn't that Steve Jobs?
He's dead. R.I.P.
Didn't know. Did I know that? Surely.
Should have thought
so.
Who's
the other one?
Years ago.
Bill Gates.
He's alive.
Who's
alive
that
and
one?
Kicking. Head of Microsoft.
Oh, wrong one.
Tyler, unpacking all of the latest techs.
Big dog techs.
Yeah, all that stuff up next as we figure out what's wrong with Apple.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
Now, Crevo, for the last couple of weeks, we have been witnessing a glitch in the Matrix.
There's something weird going on.
Apple showing their true colours, not being able to forecast the weather on their Apple Weather app.
Now, this is a bit of an odd thing because Apple usually spend a long time getting everything perfect before they give it to you.
Does this have anything to do with BOM as well? Are they involved?
I don't think so. I think this is
an Apple
wigging out thing because I look at BOM on my phone, Samsung.
Fine.
Absolutely fine.
So a couple of days ago, I noticed when I'm looking at the forecast, particularly on the Newcastle coast, like around Merriweather, Bar Beach, through there. On Tuesday, tops of 28, the little thunderstorm logo is there, so you would assume that there's a
rain.
Chance of thunderstorm
yeah.
and rain, right? But then below it, it has the percentage, 0%.
Now, that...
Like, if there's 0% chance of thunderstorms, it's not going to be a thunderstorm, so it's probably just going to be sunny or partly cloudy.
Either or, but who knows? Because all they're telling... Like, if the weather told you everything that wasn't happening... That's a very confusing situation.
Like, today's not going to be stormy. It's not going to be partly cloudy. Could be this, could be that.
It's not going to be, it's not hailing, it's not snowing.
Have a stab
at the
windy.
Dark. and then you imagine that you've got like this checklist and you're trying to check everything off and then see what's not ticked and that's it. That's a bad way to do the weather. What you want to do is the other way where you say just the one thing that is happening because that's what people want to know.
Now, I've done some research.
Yeah.
This has happened before, so much so that people are complaining on the Apple support community page.
Of course, because this is Apple users are notoriously fastidious and fussy as well.
Yeah, they are. And so there are ways that you can provide feedback to the weather
right.
Apple page. So you best believe I've done it.
Yeah, of course.
I've been a Karen.
Because you're an Apple user
Karen.
And you're fastidious and fussy.
And a Karen.
Yeah, that too.
Excuse me, my weather forecast is correct for next Tuesday. Are we getting thunderstorms in Merriweather or are we not? Because...
I want to know.
This is it's a need-to-know thing.
Absolutely.
It's going to ruin my whole plans.
You swim every day. You got to know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to get struck by lightning.
Good
Rather
point.
Not.
Good point. Well, thanks for that, Tyler. We'll get on to Tim Cook immediately. Let
Can't
him know
remember
what's
who
happening.
That is, but
Head
he
of
sounds
Apple.
Like some important guy.
In charge
Steve
of
Jobs?
Apple. He's passed away.
Or
We've
Bill
been
Gates.
Through this.
Can't remember.
He's nothing to do with it. He's the competitor.
Oh, true.
All of that.
Learning things here today.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, our learning continues because Gen Z, right, they're now about 16, 17, 18 even.
Yeah.
They're starting to, go out into the world. And there's this fascinating, they've been doing this interview series where they talk to all these people that are that age and go, what are you doing post-pandemic out there in the world? Now,
yeah,
you're just
okay.
old enough to be out there by yourself. And this thing keeps coming up where they like to just go and hang out at airports. It's an actual thing.
But not board a plane?
No, not going anywhere. They just go it anyway. We'll get into full
Jeez.
Details next because it's massive, huge over in the UK. And it could be coming here to Newcastle, but
so
our airport's
weird.
A little bit far away. So
yeah.
I'm not sure if they'll actually do it. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. Gen Z's, why are they hanging out at airports? I'll fill you in up next.
Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
So, apparently, they're all sort of turning 16, 17, 18 now.
Yeah, they've got a bit of independence about them.
And, of course, that means they go out there in the world and start doing stuff. They're not just following their parents around, whatever,
yeah.
right? So, apparently, there's this trend where they head into airports and just hang out.
That's so bizarre to me because the airport, like to just go and hang out for a coffee, you're spending an extra like $10 on a coffee because it's airport. It's an airport.
That's the airport tax, right?
Yeah. But,
okay, so here's the explanation. There's a little like mini Vice doco about this.
Yeah.
It's big in the UK. Basically, like pubs and clubs and all that sort of stuff, too expensive now, and there's less jobs about for that people of that age.
Yeah.
So they don't have like a lot of cash. So Friday night, they all just, like, get on the buses and trains and head into the airport. Now, there's a couple of mini interviews. I'll just share with you, like, some of the, like, these teenagers.
The best bits.
17, 18 sort of thing, what they said. So one girl, Alyssa, says, most of my friends can't afford the pubs, clubs and festivals. And also you get, like, hassled if you're just walking around town. At the airport, people are really friendly. They're often chatty because they're going somewhere or waiting to go somewhere. So we just go hang out at the airport.
That is so weird. What, you're just going to go and hang out at the gate and then go home?
I don't know. I think it's not like, it's not all airports are like Newcastle Airport, believe it or not. Some of them, that food court and stuff is in the outside bit.
Oh, okay, right. I was going to say, how are you getting through, like, security?
Because you can, yeah, there's sort of an outside bit where you can hang out.
Gotcha.
And, another of her friends said, Hannah, my friend, actually met her boyfriend, Nils, a German student at Heathrow Airport. I love it there. Provided you aren't stupid or loud, no one even notices.
Oh, my God.
We go along and take edibles, whatever they are, some sort of food, I'm guessing. We like to soak up the atmosphere. There's nothing more exciting, and it's anonymous at the airport as well because everyone's sort of travelling.
Yeah,
you never see them again.
There's no locals there too.
Exactly.
But, like, have you ever been to Heathrow Airport and, like, going into London?
It's hectic.
It's a long trip, though. It's not just like a quick Uber ride.
Well, apparently they eat these so-called edibles on the way, and it's all part of the fun. They're taking their own journey. They said the only time they got asked to leave is when they started having trolley races in the outside area.
I mean, that's stupid, isn't it?
Well, if you're a bunch of, like, 17, 18-year-olds, you know, just mucking around at the airport, eventually you might get asked to leave.
Here's a hot tip. Go and hang out at the park up the road or something. Or just, like, hang out at each other's house.
It's weird. Weird, right?
It is very weird.
But apparently it's a big thing. And they say as long as you're not doing stuff, security don't even bother you.
That's bizarre.
It's very...
Shall we just start a new hangout spot at Williamtown?
Well, I think so.
Might as well.
It might already be happening. The only thing is, like, all that interesting bit is you have to get through security with a ticket to get there.
Yeah, boring.
It's not as...
I'd much rather just go to the pub around the corner.
Definitely.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And a happy Thursday to you, Crevo.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Almost forgot to talk then.
That's
almost
all right, don't
worry. Almost forgot what day it was too.
No, look, we're all just waking up together, hanging out and doing work.
Yeah.
Simple.
Just. Now we're good. And also, if you're just waking up but feel like you need a bit of a pick-me-up and $50 worth of free fuel's going to do it for you, call now, 4967-4105, to play our new game for 2023, three of a kind. Our runner-up from yesterday, Jack from Stockton, is on the line, ready to defeat his title.
Well, he's hoping to defeat it, exactly. You've said it right, because he wants to win this time.
Yes.
And get his hands, his grubby little mitts on the fuel card. He's probably got clean hands.
If you think that you can beat Jack, call now, 4967-4105, and you could be taking on $50 worth of fuel, which means Jack's back on the show again tomorrow.
Well, that's all possible. Very simple.
Unless he just is over it and is like, I don't want a bar of you guys anymore. I'm done.
4967-4105, we name three things, and you just have to figure out what the theme is.
First of two, best of three, you walk away a winner.
Exactly right. We'll play three of a kind next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
Yeah, of course, it's our fresh game for the year. Three of a Kind, we give you three things, you identify the theme. First of two, best of three, your name's your buzzer. The runner-up from yesterday is Jack in Stockton. Jack, are you ready to go again today?
Hello.
Hey, mate, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah, I got you. Are you ready?
I can't hear the radio. All I can hear is through my own car radio.
Hang on. What's going on here?
That should be right.
Yeah, that's better.
Can you hear us now?
Okay, you can hear us. Turn your radio down, yeah?
Yep, I did.
Awesome. All right, Jack, are you ready to take out the win today?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, me and you both, mate.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I don't want to hear from you tomorrow. I want you to win today, all right? Let that be your motivation.
We do like you, though, Jack.
Yeah, of course. Tyler's, we love you.
Tyler's just mucking around.
Yeah. It's called a joke.
Alyssa's with us as well on the Sunny Coast. Hello.
Good morning.
Are you ready to take on Jack?
I am.
Yeah, nice. Ooh.
Okay. I love a bit of healthy competition.
Yeah. Are you on your way to work, Alyssa, or what are you up to?
I am, actually. I've been pulled over, but I am on my way to work.
Safe and legal. Good stuff. I like that. What do you do for work?
I'm a support worker.
Oh, fantastic. Our favourite category of workers.
An absolute legend.
Brilliant stuff. Let's get into this.
Don't forget your names or your buzzers, all right? Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, here's the first one. Hash brown, french fry, mash.
Alyssa.
Alyssa.
Potato.
That is correct. Well done. One on the board.
To Alyssa.
Oh, here's our other computer's
bit
working.
Faint.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, one to Alyssa. Next one. This is Jack. You got to do this to stay in the game, okay?
Right, yeah.
Sneakers, thongs, stilettos.
Jack. Oh, that was Jack.
Shoes.
Types of shoes is correct.
That is correct. Good stuff.
One apiece. We're here for the tiebreaker.
This is crucial. Whoever gets this, instant winner. Family Guy, The Simpsons, Futurama.
Jack, Alyssa.
Oh, that was Jack.
TV shows.
Be more specific, Jack.
Animate shows.
There you go.
That is correct. You're our winner. Unbelievable. Finally, you've taken home the big guns. $50 worth of fuel, all yours.
And I think that's all thanks to my pep talk, don't you think, Jack?
Yeah, that's it. Awesome.
I'll take credit for that. Well done, mate. You're well done. Now, Alyssa, can we get you back tomorrow morning to take out the win tomorrow?
100%.
Awesome.
Oh, that's the percentage I like to hear.
You deserve the win for sure.
You certainly do. Once again, we'll be playing tomorrow. Next, though, this is fascinating, right? Wedding announcements. They're normally, like, all good. You just look at the card, it comes out.
Yeah.
You go, yeah, that's
and, like,
brilliant.
You used to see them in the paper all the time, too,
used to
hey?
Be big. It used to be big. People go, oh, I've taken an ad out because we got married, right?
Yeah.
There's some really funny ones we've come across, though, because when people change their name, it becomes hyphenated.
Yeah.
And some name combos, awesome. Have to be seen to be believed. Of course, we'll bring you the best ones on the NX as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
All right, so they've combed through the newspaper archives and collated some of the best ever wedding announcements from the wedding announcements section.
Yeah, like you used to see them in the paper all the time back in the day. Are they still a thing now?
I'm sure they are. Like, if you pay the money, I'm sure you can get it.
You just have whatever you want in the paper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So we start with, and this one's pretty amazing, it's just a photo of the sign from the wedding alongside a little article, the Eaton and Cox wedding, which, you know, I'm sure that was a fun one. A lot of people just hanging
Cox.
Out. Well, they're lovely people, I've heard. In fact, I think I knew a few of the Coxes back in university.
Did you?
Yeah.
Lovely people.
Oh, absolutely lovely.
That's
just
good.
Hanging out with Cox, you couldn't be happier. And then here's another one. This one was great. And I'll just read you a little bit of the story behind it. The bride-to-be is a year 2000 graduate from the Union County High School and pursuing a degree in elementary education at Indiana University, which is fantastic. It's Miss Wee Wee and Mr. Long. So I'll leave that to your imagination. How about this one? Teresa Michelle Cummin and Frankie Joseph Topney. So it's the Cummin-Topney wedding, which will be a lot of fun as well, I've heard. And let's wrap it up with this one, which is probably one of my favourites. Not something I've had an issue with before, but lovely people I've heard.
Yeah.
Cynthia T. Bush and Matthew C. Rash.
Bush Rash wedding.
I was, look, I think I did have a bit of an issue with Bush Rash before in the past. Not been a problem since that. I think they've really become more mature, this couple.
Or is there a cream that you can get for that?
I don't know. I didn't have to get the cream, luckily, which is a great benefit to my life. Jesse next with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom to fill you in with all of your news updates as you wake up with the Novos.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Now, Creevo, I'm not even sure how this came up in conversation yesterday, but we were frothing on the best takeaway food ever.
Yeah, and we were debating it behind the scenes.
Yeah, we were like, nah, this is way better than this.
And we're not talking about even restaurant. But we want you to, like, go a bit deeper in the specific item on the specific menu.
Menu, yeah. Because for me, it is easily the zucchini pizza and the whipped feta at Massa Madre. There is nothing better in the world.
In the That's a big call.
Yeah, and I stand by it. I mean it.
That's a
it's
big call.
It's the best pizza, best takeaway food ever.
Okay, so that's your number one, like, a last meal situation.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, okay. So for me, it's the Dirty Rascal at Rascal Burger Company.
Yeah.
Now, I rarely have it because you can't find a park.
Yeah, it's hard to get there, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels like harder than going to Sydney. That's in my mind.
I would agree.
It feels like an insurmountable task sometimes.
Yeah.
But that is my number one. I rarely have it, but when I do, it's a real treat.
It's the best day of your
life. It's a treat on a treat.
Oh, yum.
Just amazing. So that's it for me. The Dirty Rascal. Double beef, cheese, bacon, rascal sauce, black garlic aioli.
Oh, black garlic aioli.
Yeah, they're not mucking around. Lettuce, tomatoes, onion and pickles.
Holy
yes
hecka.
From me, little fries on the side.
Oh, I'd rip into that too.
Definitely.
And their burger buns are good too, aren't they?
Delicious.
4967 4105, join the conversation. What's your favourite takeaway item ever?
Yeah.
Could have been from when you were a kid that you loved that you could just wish you could just murder again now.
Yeah.
Or your favourite item right now.
That's right. What are you absolutely loving? We'd love to take your calls because we want to create a little list for us to try.
Yeah.
Local around Newcastle, please.
And when's it not good talking about takeaway food? Especially at this time of the day.
You try and find a time. Good luck to you. The favourite takeaway item ever. 4967-4105. Give us a call.
Of course, everyone that joins the show will be in the draw to take home a new FM back-to-school pack. Pens, pencils, highlighters, all of the stationery that you need to get the kids sorted for back-to-school this week could be yours if you join the show next.
That's right. These things are red hot. 4967-4105. If you want to win that awesome prize, just tell us your favourite ever takeaway food item.
Tyler and Creevo are the Novos.
Yeah, we are asking on 4967-4105 your favourite takeaway food ever because we were just chatting behind the scenes. And we were frothing.
Yeah, I know. There's so many good ones. Newcastle is becoming a real foodie city.
Yeah, it's the best.
For me, I'm going to top three.
All right, yeah,
so
hit me.
Coming in at number three is the, it's over at Bangkok Nights is the the Thai place. And I love the crispy pork with broccoli, pork belly with broccoli. It's like the Chinese-style broccoli.
Yum.
Oh, my God. That's so delicious.
So, for me, obviously, Massa Madre Pizza trumps all other takeout joints.
That's number one for you.
With the whipped feta.
Yeah.
A very close second, though, is Habesha Ethiopian in the Junction. Have you been there?
No.
Oh, mate.
What do I order? Okay, so what is the item? What's the top item I should get?
So, the hot ticket one that we get is a split pea curry. And then you get, like, the traditional Ethiopian bread. It's like sour, stretchy flatbread. And then you get a bit of rice, but they use the bread as the vessel to, like, pick
nice.
Up the curry.
Yeah.
It's kind of like eating, like, an Indian, but it's like you pick up the curry and eat it with the bread. Oh, mate.
Like you make a little bowl out of a mini bowl in your hand.
Kind of, yeah.
Eat the whole bowl,
or like a little bowl. Or like a little mini taco. Oh, yeah, so good.
Amazing.
And you walk out of there reeking of garlic.
But, hey, it tastes so good.
Worth it.
What else are you loving?
I mean, I'm just keeping myself humble. And quite often, I will treat myself to a little Baker's Delight ham and cheese croissant. God, they're the best.
You know what? Speaking of ham and cheese croissant, this is a bit of a twist. The Mayfield Hot Bread Shop.
Oh, yeah.
So they have, you know how like there's bacon and cheese, like sausage roll and stuff?
Yeah.
They give the bacon and cheese treatment with a little chopped onion to a croissant and then melt it. It's all melted on there and then you get it out of the hot bit of the display cabinet.
Yum.
So delicious. It's actually like a little hidden gem. Nowhere else does that.
That sounds delicious.
If you're hungover.
The best.
It changes your life.
Also, too, I want to give a shout out, and this was something, it's something that I dream of all the time, but they've recently closed down, maybe in the last 12 months, Cole River Co. used to be on Derby Street.
Okay.
The best pasta in the world. A prawn pasta. the best.
Do you love a prawn pasta?
I love a prawn pasta.
There's so something good about it.
Yeah, so good.
The little prawn bits there.
But they're gone now.
Leave the tail on.
So I hate when they leave the tail on. Tail off so I can just rip into the whole pasta.
No, I want the tail on so I can pick it up and get every bit of prawn out.
Nah. I hate the tails.
There's a phoner for another day. Tail on or off. Yeah. What are your thoughts? You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. Now, you've got one more here, do you?
No, I've got What's the Goss up next.
Of course. What have we got in the way?
Now, of course, Katy Perry, married to Orlando Bloom.
Yes.
His ex, though, Miranda Kerr.
I forgot they were married.
These two are besties, Katy Perry and Miranda Kerr.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'll fill you in on what's going down with that next.
All of the details in just a few minutes as you're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
So, yeah, Katy Perry is praising Miranda Kerr as her sister from another mister. Now, I'm not sure how Orlando Bloom would feel about this.
Oh, it'd be so awkward. Like, imagine, because often what's going to happen is he'll be still asleep in bed. Like, the girl, you know, Katy gets up early because they've got the kid now and everything. Yeah. And then he comes downstairs, and there they are in the kitchen chatting away.
And his ex-wife is sitting in the living room having a coffee.
Oh, God, that would be awkward because you know they're talking about you.
Yeah. It's not awkward for anyone but Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, it's
right?
For us. It's just funny.
So over the weekend, the 2023 G'day USA Arts Gala was in LA, and Katy Perry actually presented an award that Miranda Kerr was on the receiving end of.
What?
And, like, Katy Perry does this big spiel about how she loves Miranda and how she knows so much about her. And then after the event, Katy's posted on Instagram a whole stack of pics from the evening, including, like, pictures of her posing and singing on stage with Miranda Kerr and singing on stage with Delta Goodrum as well.
Jeez, did she have shoes on this time for once at least?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not.
And then, yeah,
funny feet out there.
Yeah, gross. That's gross. Yeah,
put some shoes on.
Yeah. Gross.
Jeez, Delta. Anyway. We're off topic.
I mean, she's in a frock too. Like, you got to finish the whole outfit off with some shoes, doll.
Not for her.
Anyway, Katy was like, I love celebrating my favourite Aussie. Oi, oi, oi. That's so lame. But anyway.
Yeah, that is.
Sister from another mister, Miranda Kerr, the other night at the G'day USA Arts Gala. And people are like, I beg your pardon? What the heck? That's weird. I mean, there's just like this universal rule that you don't hang out with your new partner's ex,
I would have thought so. All I can say is Katy Perry must be so confident.
Yes. I would be too if I was Katy Perry too, by the way.
That's the thing. You know, she knows that she's all good.
She
has nothing to worry about.
That's it. And I don't think she'd have much to worry about with Miranda Kerr either, like
I don't see Miranda Kerr as being that type.
No, me neither. And yeah, Katy Perry has come back out and said, many of you may be confused as to why I presented Miranda with this award. That doesn't play into the something narrative of ex-wives and new wives. And yes, it's true. Most of the media would like to see us mud wrestle, but this is about love, and Miranda is love.
See, that's nice. Now,
would love to see those girls mud wrestle, though.
Well, wouldn't you? What? Where you're saying, you know, presented her with an award, I thought you said presented herself, you know.
Oh.
In a whole different situation.
There's a love triangle if I've ever seen one.
Isn't it? What?
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo. Novos.
UFM. Jess, just a quick one. The Jets over in Perth. Do they travel first class, the Jets?
I have absolutely no idea.
Because I know with NRL, because they're often so large in stature.
Yeah.
That the economy, ridiculous. It's like, you know.
They not have their, I mean, I know that the NRL players, like, will use buses a lot.
Yeah, but not like, to go to Perth.
But do they have their own jets, maybe?
I doubt
it. That'd be fun for a Jets jet.
A Jets jet? I don't think they have that. I'm not sure how the funding model works.
I think we should get that sorted for them.
Yeah, okay.
Why can't we get a jet instead?
But that's the thing, we get to go with them.
Oh.
A few days off. Well, watch the soccer.
Yeah.
I
mean, that'd be fun. I've got a Perth.
I'm scheming back here.
Yeah, I like it.
Don't you worry.
I like it a lot.
Now, Crevo, up next, I'm part of a local Facebook group. It's called Newcastle Ladies Social Group.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, there's always little bits and pieces, like women meeting new friends or, you know, catching up at the beach or coffee or whatever.
Coffee, wine and cheese.
Yeah,
that sort of
all that sort of stuff. But there was a post that went up a couple of days ago from a woman that said, ladies, does anyone know if there's are we dating the same guy Facebook group for Newcastle? And
what?
It got me thinking.
I've never heard of this.
Is it that common for guys to be dating two women at the same time that there needs to be a dedicated Newcastle Facebook page for it?
So, hang on, hang on. Does that mean around Australia, every place, there's Facebook groups, are we dating the same guy? And is that just girls putting up photos of guys, anyone else dating this bloke?
I mean, I guess. Like, is it so bad that we need to have Facebook groups in every city around the country?
This is opening my eyes here. I'm quite confused by this.
I want to know if this is a thing.
Yes, this is... Okay, 4967-4105. Have you dated a two-timer?
Or are you two-timing someone now?
Well, that too.
You can remain anonymous.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. 4967-4105. Best callers on air, of course, can get the back-to-school packs.
Yes.
The new FM back-to-school packs.
We are hooking
awesome.
You up with all the stationery that you need, the pens, pencils, highlighters, texters, everything. If you're not organised for back-to-school, don't worry, we've got your back.
Exactly. 4967-4105. Have you dated a two-timer? Or maybe like in the past, or maybe it's someone you know as well. We'd love to hear stories
because
of this.
It's obviously a common thing if we need a dedicated Newcastle Facebook group for
it's
us.
It's blowing my mind, this whole situation.
Me too.
The Novos.
So, yeah, I'm part of a Newcastle ladies social group Facebook page. A woman posted in there the other day saying, ladies, does anyone know if there's a Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook group for Newcastle?
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Thinking, is two-timing such a thing that we need a dedicated page for Newcastle locals?
Well, this is the thing. I just didn't realise it was so, like you hear occasional cheating stories or whatever.
Yeah.
But then to know that there's a whole page potentially out there, that blows my mind.
Update.
Okay.
I've found one.
For Newcastle?
Yeah, it's called Are We Dating the Same Guy? Hunter, Newey, Central Coast.
Oh, my God.
I've just requested to join the group.
Yeah, you want
to
put up a photo of Marcus?
Yeah, I should do that just to check.
No, you couldn't. Nah, you couldn't.
There is a Australia and New Zealand page called Sis, Is This Your Man? And I can see some of the posts in there. And there is a screenshot of a conversation where a girl is asking a guy, saying, do you have a girlfriend? He responded saying, no, why? To which this girl responded, your girlfriend said I should ask you and send her a screenshot. Busted.
Juicy, juicy, juicy.
There was a comment on this thread in the Newcastle ladies social group saying, do you know how often I've wanted to tag the woman that my now ex is dating? I didn't realise the three of us were in a relationship for a long time whilst I was pregnant with his child.
Oh, my God.
She had no idea, and now I feel like I need to let her know.
And this is happening right here in the Hunter.
Yep.
We've got a message through to Instagram at @thenovos_. They've asked to stay anonymous, but they said, I found my husband was sexting another woman and then just said, oh, I made a mistake, and thinks that the word sorry fixes everything.
Sorry doesn't cut that, bro.
Doesn't cut it. And then she looked into it, found out he was also sexting another woman. And anyway, she revealed it to all of them.
Oh, my God.
And now he's out dating none of them.
Hot tip. You know you can just sext your wife.
That's a hot tip.
Isn't it a hot tip
from Tyler. Oh my God, who knew all of this was happening right here
in our very own backyard?
I know. Juicy stuff.
I love it.
What's the name of that page again, in case anyone wants to put up a photo of their boyfriend or partner or whatever?
I mean, you can just join the Newcastle Lady Social Group, because that's got enough tea in it. But there is a specific Newcastle one called Are We Dating the Same Guy, Hunter, Newey, Sunny Coast?
Oh, my God. Hopefully you get to join so we can see what's going on, because you know there's going to be drama
so much in tea. And
amongst it.
I'm in.
Yes.
I mean, not yet, but I'll try again.
You'll be in soon. Hey, yesterday, Tyler, after the show here, went to the shop, did the normal day at the shop.
Yeah.
And after that, Emmy said, right, we're off to get a tree.
A tree from, like, Bunnings?
Well, no. So we've been talking about getting a tree for the front yard for a while.
Yeah.
And she found on Facebook a mature frangipani that we then had to get out of someone else's yard.
Yeah, that was already in the ground, you had to get out.
And get into our yard.
Oh, my God.
It was a big debacle, digging holes, dealing with equipment, trying to fit it, squeeze a full-size tree in the van.
In the heat yesterday,
Big debacle. I'll fill you in on all the details up next as you wake up with the Novos.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
All right, so yesterday, Tyler, I got in two holes. Right, because Emmy was been wanting to get a tree for the front yard for ages.
Yeah.
Because we've got no trees there and it just needs, like, visually it needs a tree.
Okay.
So last week she bought, like, a cutting from a, what are those trees called?
Frangipani tree.
Frangipani. And it was about a metre tall, but just, like, really just a stick with five leaves on top.
That you would need to, like, put in a pot first?
First in a pot. And then, like, a year later, in the ground,
yeah.
Real twiggy, sort of sticky-looking, useless-looking, not a tree. Yeah. Anyway, she bought it from someone on Marketplace, got it home, and then we leant it up against the fence and both looked at it and went, that's not good enough. Right? So
how much did you blow on that?
$20.
Oh, that's right.
Not a big loss, which is why I think she impulse purchased it.
Yeah, right.
Because she was like, I'm already here.
I'm on it. I may as well.
Anyway, yesterday she sends me this photo, again from Facebook Marketplace, of a big dog frangipani. This thing is about 2.5 meters tall.
Wow. So it's already like a developed tree.
It's a full tree. A big, fat, wide one too with some three main branches, like full of leaves. This thing is big.
And it's still in the ground.
And she's like, what are your thoughts? And I was like, I thought about it for ages because I was like, I knew it was a stinking hot day.
Yep.
And I was like, do I want to have to try and deal with this thing?
I do remember actually after the show yesterday, you were whinging. We were trying to plan the show and you were like, oh, I just can't get this dumb tree off my mind. I don't want to go and dig two holes today.
Exactly. So, because it wasn't dug out. It's just in someone's garden, right?
What possessed someone to go, I don't want that tree that's in the ground at the front of my house. I'm going to sell it.
They got heaps of these trees.
Right, okay.
And they're, like, they're getting older and they want to turn part of it to grass.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I get to the shop and Emmy goes, we're getting the tree. It's already booked in.
So you didn't even get a say in the matter.
Oh, God. Righto. I was very reluctant. But also going, I'll give this a red hot go.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get there. This thing is massive. I was like, oh, this is going to be a big digging job. Anyway, luckily, the guy, this old guy, he goes, I've got a winch. And he pulls out this winch that he's bought, like, off Aldi or something
in
the special buy section. He goes, what we'll do, we'll get a tire, put it under the winch, it'll pull it straight out. Look at that tree, I already pulled that one out.
Oh, my God, this bloke isn't mucking around.
He's like 70. But somehow he hooks up the winch, we tie it up, strap it up to the tree, it starts working, and it literally pulls the tree.
So you didn't even have to dig a hole?
Out of the ground.
Oh, my God, I was going to make a joke about one bloke, two holes, but it doesn't even make sense anymore.
No, it's one bloke, one hole. Anyway, we get it out, and it's a massive thing, probably about 50, 60 kilos.
Jesus.
The three of us are struggling to carry it.
Oh, my God.
We back the van around. And honestly, we put it in roots first because we didn't want to, like, knock all the branches off on the way in. The roots are pressed right up against the cargo bay of the van, the cage, and the leaves all just pressed up against the back glass.
So it's the full length of the van.
Fit perfectly, 2.35 metres.
Wow.
The van is 2.35 metres.
Jeez.
Just got it in there. We get it home. Haven't dug the hole at home.
Oh, so you haven't even got it in the front yard yet?
No, last night, 8 o'clock, get the shovels and spades out, start digging, the ground rock solid.
Oh, so it was a bit of an 8 o'clock p.m. workout.
Yeah, get on with the pick.
Trying You're to, like, joking.
Pick, it's hard clay. It was, I felt like I was digging to China. We get this big hole dug. It's supposed to be 50 centimetres deep. I think it was 45. We just couldn't dig anymore.
So it's one bloke, no holes now.
Yeah, we got to one.
Well, you managed to dig this one, but the tree's not in it yet.
Nah, put the tree in.
Oh, it's in. Okay,
put the soil back in, fertilised it all, and then we're like, right, it's time for dinner at 9:30.
I was going to say, what time did you wrap things up, mate? I was already in bed for an hour and a half at 9:30 last night.
9:30, got steaks in, like, tied it up with the special rope and everything, sea-sold it.
Does it look good back?
Don't know, it's dark. Haven't even seen it. It's probably good. Haven't been there. I'll send you a photo when I get home.
Pull out by the time you get home.
Oh, my God. What an absolute debacle. 4 hours.
At night time, too.
At night. Sweaty. It was so hot. Sometimes even you got to work so hard to get in a hole, and that's what happened. So much sweat. and just heat.
Moisture.
Watering it, getting the wetness in there. Jeez, it was hard. I got there in the end.
I bet it was.
Sometimes persistence pays off is all I'll say. Anyway, big day for me yesterday. It's
big
done
day
and dusted.
For you.
Hopefully it doesn't fall over today is
could
all I can
imagine
say.
If it did?
Oh. Cannot.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3
New FM. Only on
105.3 New FM. Now, Crevo, February and March are like a big couple of weeks for
months.
Like my big couple of months, sorry, for Mardi Gras. Of course, Sydney World Pride is kicking off on the 18th of Feb.
Right.
And it is coming to Newcastle to start the party.
I love that.
And one of our very own, Reese from Cake Boy, is part of the celebration.
Reese is a local legend.
Yeah, and he's like the best baker in the world.
Oh, his cakes are so delicious.
Can you believe I've lived here for 18 months and actually never had one?
Are you crazy?
I follow them on Instagram and salivate over them, but I've never had a Cake Boy cake.
Oh, we've got to change this.
I've been doing something wrong with my life.
Yeah, and doing breakfast radio, we'll chat to him. We'll be like, oh, Tyler hasn't had one yet, and then we'll get one.
Yeah, better.
We'll just sort that out, hey?
So, yeah, Newcastle will be hosting the Pink Salt event, which features loads of amazing queer performers, along with, like, this beautiful curated dinner. And so Reese from Cake Boy is taking care of dessert, so we're going to get him on the show next, maybe to get a little, maybe to let us know what he could potentially be making.
Oh, I love that.
And obviously just his whole plan for the big event. Sydney World Pride is huge, and if it's coming to Newcastle, so, I mean, of course, we're going to get him on to see what his plans are.
Oh, for sure. And also, to sort out this you've never had his cake situation, which is outrageous.
I
know. We'll do it after this as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
Yeah, of course. Sydney World Pride is coming to Newcastle to start the huge couple of, like, literal months of celebrations, Crevo, and Newcastle will be hosting the Pink Salt event, and our very own Reese from Cake Boy will be making the dessert for this bougie dinner, and he joins us on the phone right now. Hi, Reese.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Very well. Very excited for you. I mean, a big couple of weeks ahead.
Oh, it's a massive few weeks ahead. When I signed up for this event, I didn't quite realise the extravagancies of it all, what would be held.
So, yeah, Pink Salt is just like this signature culinary experience for Sydney World Pride. And how exciting that it's being held in Newcastle. How have you been preparing for this, Reese? Do you know what you're going to make? Of course, you're on the desserts. So do you know what you're doing when it comes to, like, some bougie camp dessert?
Bougie camp dessert. I love that. I should just scrap any idea I have and just leave it ambiguous.
Yes.
Bougie camp dessert. No. So the event itself, I'm working with Christina Mansfield, and I'm also working with Naughty Barrow.
Yep.
So these are some amazing chefs. So we've kind of created a little bit of a theme. I'll give a little bit away, but we also want to leave some suspense for the night.
Yeah,
because,
of course,
it's going to be a show. But Christina Mansfield and Noni Barrow, they're very well known for working with some beautiful Indigenous food from around Australia. So we're going to really hit hard with some Indigenous flavours.
Awesome.
But, I mean, I make cakes, right? So I'm definitely doing desserts, and I'm looking at what around can take some inspiration and bring back some classics, because Cake Boy's all about nostalgic memories.
Yep.
So this is heavily influenced in my dessert.
Oh, this is how exciting. Like, so, I mean, can I just put in a little vote? Because I've had your key lime pie.
Oh, yeah.
And that was
that one's
so
good.
Lord Reese, you do a good key lime pie. There's nothing like it. Like, it's probably I think it is the best one I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thank you.
That's a big compliment coming from Crevo, because he is a big foodie, Reese. So I would wear that as a badge of honour, totally.
Crevo approved. Now, just a few minutes ago, you might have missed it. There was actually a scandal right here on this show, because I found out that Tyler, new to the show, fairly new to Newcastle, has never eaten a Cake Boy cake. And I was like, Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Wrong answer.
What is going on?
I know. Now? I'm sorry. Like, I follow you on Instagram, and I'm constantly salivating at the photos of the cake. I just, like, I don't know. Maybe I should go and have cake for breakfast after the show.
That's the only answer.
I don't know why I haven't done it, and it's a really big mistake that I feel like I'm going to regret for a really long time. But if you can help me out here, Reese, what would you suggest I start with? Like, what is a good starting point
for a piece of cake on the menu today?
Well, we've got all the classics on today, like the lemon tart's definitely a starting zone, right?
Oh, I'm a slut for a lemon tart.
Me too. but yeah, 100%, you need to get onto the lemon tart. But one thing I love so much, because also our cakes are very influenced by like what my nan would cook when we were growing up.
Yep.
And I was able to steal her sponge cake recipe. So when you're in, and you'll see a massive, big passion fruit sponge with glaze dripping over the sides and fresh cream around the sides, that's the one you need to get.
Yeah, okay, good, because I love a fruity flavoured type dessert. Like, lemon is right up my alley. Passion fruit is good. I'm impartial to, like, a caramel, but, yeah, fruit is my forte. I'm going to get around that for sure. Oh, my God, yum. I'm coming in today. What time do you open?
We're open now.
Okay, well, I'm coming in now. The show's over. I'm coming right now.
I was just checking out. Reese, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us all about this.
Of course. Of course, you can get tickets. They're available now. If you want to get around the Pink Salt, a huge event happening on the 18th of Feb. Kicks off at 6 o'clock at the station here in town. I mean, and of course, one of the best local legends are involved. So, Reese, best of luck with, like, nailing the dessert. I'm sure you don't need any luck at all.
Skill.
But, yeah, get your tickets now. And, Reese, I can't wait to come and see you this morning. I'm coming for cake for breakfast.
Oh, I'll see you soon. I'll get a side plate ready with a fork on it.
Look how happy Tyler is. You can't see this, but you can hear it. Thanks a lot, Reese. Chat to you again
soon.
See
you guys.
Oh, God, I love Reese. What a great guy. Hey, $300, how would you like to win that, though?
That's a lot of cake boy cake, isn't it?
It sure is. Our trivia check. It's just one question. You get that right, you win the cash. 4967-4105. If you'd like to play the Novo's trivia check, we've already given away $350.
Why not do it again today?
Exactly right. $300 up for grabs. If you want to play trivia check next here at New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, very simple. A one question separates you and the cash. Today, $300 up for grabs. We've already given away $350. Let's try and do it again today. That is the goal.
Let's meet our contestant. We've got David on the phone this morning. Hi, David.
Hi, how you going?
Very well, mate. Are you ready to win some cash?
Sure am. Always like that stuff.
Oh, me and you both, mate. What are you going to do with $300 if you win?
Oh, I'll probably do a big shop.
Yeah.
Smart. Now, what do you do for work, David?
I've recently retired.
What were you doing back in the day?
Sparky, looking after mining equipment.
Oh, Sparky. There'd be a few cashies in that, wouldn't there, along the way? I won't tell the ATO if you don't.
No, they don't hurt them.
That's exactly right.
I hear ya.
Good attitude, David. All right, we've got a 5-second timer here as well. Don't let that get in your head. Are you ready for this question?
Sure am.
Who is the goddess of marriage in Greek mythology?
Oh, mate.
Oh, sorry. Who was it, though, Tyler?
It's Hera.
Hera. Okay.
Good one. I'm so sorry, David.
Never heard of.
Yeah. Now you'll know it forever, won't you? Because it just cost you $300.
Will now.
Sorry, mate.
They don't have that when you do your electrical course at TAFE.
No.
It's not part of it.
It's not part of any basic knowledge, is it, though? Maybe ancient history.
Yeah, if you do ancient history, you're not sure. Or if you're into the Greek gods.
That means we will play again before 9 o'clock. $300 still up for grabs.
That's right.
That trivia check.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, I have a confession to make.
Oh, turn the music down.
So I probably haven't cleaned the inside of my car maybe since before Christmas.
Oh, mine's worse.
Is it?
Yeah, in terms of length of time, yeah, I never clean it.
Mine's pretty gross, though. And I put the seat all the way back the other day to, I don't know, I think I was putting some shoes on in the car or whatever. So right. I put the seat all the way back. And on the tracks where, you know, you can adjust the seat, there is so much dust and junk. Like Macca's chips are in there that I can't get out, like down the side between like, the car seat and the console.
Or in the track?
Yeah, both.
So you're going backwards and forwards and it's like...
And it's squishing the chip. Ugh. Tell you what else I found in there.
Okay.
A baby cockroach and a cockroach nest.
Oh, little cockroach family.
In my car.
Oh, no. A nest!
And a cockroach nest. I didn't even know cockroaches have nests. It might not have been a nest, but there was like three or four baby cockroaches. It's giving me shivers.
How can you even get them out?
I've got to get the Dyson out and suck them out.
Jeez, that's not ideal, is it? A cockroach family.
That is so embarrassing for me to confess. Like, I'm not a grubby person. I consider myself a very clean, neat and tidy person.
Well, you model yourself after Donna Haye.
Totally.
Which is all about cleanliness and, like, simple and white tones on everything.
She's my role model.
I know.
She wouldn't have a dirty cockroach-infested car, would she?
Not a chance. She has a cockroach family living
that's
in her
disgusting,
car.
That's disgusting, isn't it?
No. Nah.
4967 4105, what gross thing did you find in the car?
Okay, creepy crawlies is one area, but it could also be just something disgusting that got left in there, maybe.
A friend of mine, when we were at school, he had his peas maybe for about 12 months, found a old stale Macca's cheeseburger under the car seat from when his sister owned it 3 or 4 years before.
Oh, that's gross.
Car really hadn't been used in those years. So, and the Macca's burger was still intact.
Well, that's a weird thing for them to work out, isn't it? Mm. But 3-year-old burger, surely you can't beat that gross. For grossness. 4967 4105. We've got the new FM back to school packs for the best callers on air today. If you found something gross, animal otherwise, in your car, please give us a call next. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Tyler and Crevo are the Novos.
Yeah, we are asking 1-4967-4105. Join the show. What gross thing did you find in your car? Yesterday, I found, along with some, like, stale AF Macca's chippies, a couple of baby cockroaches, little cockroach nests.
Cockroach nest
under the driver's seat car.
Very, very unsavory.
Now, I would also like to let people know that I'm not a grubby person.
Yeah, you're modelled after Donna Haye. oh, look, you've put a lovely fern print on that cushion. Fantastic.
No, that's not my style. Cockroaches in the car, though, are.
Gross. Hey, this one, my grandma, rest in peace, Granny Jude, she used to have this, like, big four-wheel drive that she used to, because we're in the country, just take it to town to get to the shops maybe once a week, do a big shop.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, a few days after a big shop, the dog was just like, kept sniffing around in the car.
Mm.
Like, what is it doing? Why is it always trying to go in the car? What's going on?
What's in there?
What had happened was she had all her shopping in there and a packet of lamb chops had slid under the seat. And this is the middle of summer and there were a couple of the little maggoty boys in there.
Oh, nah.
They were chowing their way through the lamb chops. The dog was so excited trying to get its mouth around.
Oh, my God, yuck. How long had the lamb chops been stuck in the car for?
About 3 days in the summer.
Rank.
We had to drive that car with the windows down for like 4 months after that.
I would burn the car. Well, I'd be not getting back. The smell of rotten meat in the car.
It was so disgusting.
Disgusting.
I will never forget that.
Let's go to Jason in Boolaroo this morning. Hi, Jason.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Now tell us, what gross thing did you find in the car?
A couple of hard-boiled eggs that were forgotten in the car.
Oh, now that's stinky too. That'd make your car stink like fart, Jason.
It did. I couldn't figure out what it was for a couple of days, and then I looked under the passenger seat, and it's like, oh, look at this. That's terribly disgusting.
Oh,
they're so rolly as well, eggs. Like, that's how they get you'd be in and out of sight in no time.
Yeah, you wouldn't notice it.
No, I just thought I forgot them for lunch one day, and then...
and then there's a car
rolled under the car, and I just forgot about them.
And then there was a dirty stench rolling around the car for a couple of days after. That's gross.
Yeah, that's maggots... Anything to do with meat, eggs,
cockroaches. It's
disgusting, the whole lot of it.
Gives me the heebie jeebies.
It certainly does. Hey, What's the Goss is up next. And we've got a bit of a story. We're doing some movie chat up next because a couple of new movies out. And there's a few. cheeky stories we've got to get into in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is this a cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, so overnight, Tyler, a couple of new movies confirmed as coming out, which for this year, which is very exciting.
I love a bit of movie chat.
Yeah, so starting things off with a new Wonka movie.
Oh, about Willy Wonka.
Yeah, now this will be fascinating. Obviously, it's had a bit of a history, the old Willy Wonka saga. There have been so many remakes and stuff over the years.
Who's going to be playing Willy Wonka? Is it Johnny Depp?
That's a great question. I mean, I'm sure he'd be keen for a dollar at the moment.
You'd think so.
With 19,000 pending lawsuits that he's still got to pay for, I'm sure, in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, it's Timothy Chalamet playing Wonka.
Now, you're a bit of a fan.
Now, the younger generations are a bit of a fan of Timothy Chalamet. He's a bit of a, like...
Do you include yourself in that?
He's kind of like in the same category as Pete Davis, like skinny boy.
Right, skinny and sort of...
What do they call them? Pixie Dream Boys?
Skinny but long somehow.
Yeah, it looks like they need a big schnitty.
Yes, everyone likes a big schnitty. Then, of course, this one's really interesting as well, Oppenheimer. Now, if you're a bit of a history buff, you'll know that this physicist was... pretty much in charge of the team of scientists during the Manhattan Project, which is where they developed the atomic bomb.
Wow.
Now, the budget for this, $100 million. So it is a big budget
tweak. Huge film.
And I think it's going to be, like, directed by Christopher Nolan. So you know,
this is going to be amazing.
I'm excited about this because... I'm interested in that part of history.
I like these kind of movies as well, yeah.
When there's science, there's war involved, there's drama.
Yeah.
It's a big moral dilemma because at the time these scientists were working on something that, you know, that had the potential for such destruction.
Yeah.
So you mix all of those things, the human emotions and impact of this movie are going to be big.
With science too.
Yeah. You got me signed up. With all that combined.
And, of course, my favourite actor is the lead of this film, Cillian Murphy. The hottest man to walk this earth. If you watch Peaky Blinders, you will be on my side with this. The hottest bloke ever.
Are you all right?
Just
you're
a little.
Struggling
oh
a little
my
bit.
God, so
Who
hot.
Is he in Peaky Blinders?
He's Tommy Shelby. He's the lead
right,
actor.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so hot.
Do you like a newspaper boy cap, do you?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I think so. And I just love the old school British suit.
Yeah, and the.
Like the double breasted suit.
Rough,
and the vest.
Roughly shaven.
Yeah.
Do you like a pocket watch, Tyler?
Oh
is that
my
what
God.
Does it for you?
I don't know. Maybe it's the accent.
Just pulls out the pocket watch.
The Birmingham accent?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
He's from Birmingham Gardens.
Oh, my God. I'm getting all hot under the covers over here.
I think we better go to the news. Tyler's having a bit of a struggling moment.
I'm hot.
You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And everyone that calls the show this week is in the draw for our famous back-to-school packs, the backpacks, the drink bottles, all with the New FM logo on there.
So handy.
Pens,
have you forgotten
pencils,
anything?
All that stuff. Notebooks, even.
The whole shebang.
You're missing out on absolutely nothing. And this morning we were talking about the gross things that you found in your car after, Tyler, you discovered a cockroach family had taken up.
We didn't have to bring that up again, but sure, that's what
residents
happened.
In your car.
Gross.
You've nicknamed the Joneses, which is a bit of fun. And then we had this caller, Jason from Boolaroo, who had found this in his car, if it wants to play. It's not going to.
Oh, no.
Try one more time. Oh, file not found.
Oh,
kidding?
No, that's awkward.
All right, let's try one more time and see if it'll work. All right, stand by, everyone. Just doing some live computing here. Let's try it again. Here we go.
Couple of hard-boiled eggs that were forgotten in the car.
Oh, now that's stinky too. That'd make your car stink like fart, Jason.
It did. I couldn't figure out what it was for a couple days, and then I looked under the passenger seat and it's like, oh, look at this.
That's
oh my
gross.
God. You're a winner. A back-to-school backpack for you. Texters, highlighters, the whole box and dice.
New FM water bottle, pencil case, rulers. Exercise books, the whole shebang.
How could you even keep track of all of that? How does it even fit in a backpack?
That's
what
it.
I want to know.
So much.
It's amazing. It's like Narnia in there.
It would be too, wouldn't
it? I know, you open it up. Oh, it's a whole nother world.
Now, up next, Krubo, we are switching gears a little bit. This week, there was some really awful news coming out of Sydney on the passing of a 28-year-old woman. Her name was Natalie Fornasia. Oh. If you don't know who this woman is or what she stood for, I'm going to fill you in on her story next and why it's very important, especially this time of year, to stay up to date with your skin checks as well.
So true.
So important.
Yeah, we'll chat more about it in just a few minutes.
Tyler and Krivo, the Novos.
So, yeah, this week, Krivo, there's some really awful news coming out of Sydney. A 28-year-old woman, that's my age. Her name's Natalie Fornasia. If you don't know who this woman is, she was a big advocate for cancer awareness, particularly melanoma. She was first diagnosed with stage 3 metastatic melanoma in October of 2014, so almost 10 years ago.
What age she would have been?
She was 20.
Oh, isn't that devastating?
Yeah, she had to go an amputation of her toe. There was a mole on her toe that was causing some problems, so she was like, just cut it off.
Yeah.
And she was cleared for a while, but she always kind of knew that it was going to come back.
So what connection did you have with her?
She was like one of the first ever women I interviewed in radio.
Wow.
When I first started in radio, like, almost 10 years ago as well, not long after her diagnosis, she was like, right, I feel like this is my duty, is to educate people on staying on top of your skin checks. She's like, had I not had my skin checked at that time, I would never have known that mole was causing troubles.
Jeez, it's a great message that she puts out there, isn't
it?
Yeah,
and so she had a really long battle with cancer after that. It came back a couple of years ago, and sadly she died a couple of weeks ago on the 14th of January. So I want to take this opportunity to remind you that melanoma is like a type of cancer that usually occurs on your skin after you've been sunburnt, right? It's the third most commonly diagnosed cancer in the country, and around 1 in 17 of us will be diagnosed by the time we're 85.
1 in what?
1 in 17.
That's a lot. So really, it's so important to go and get checked.
I'm actually going to get my skin checked today.
I mean, everyone, just think about this for a second. You know 20 people.
Yeah.
One of them going to get it.
Yep.
So make sure you go and get your skin checked. It's so important. And, you know, the passing of this very young woman.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, too young, taken away, is a reminder, especially her being an advocate, of how important this is.
She's actually also on the Chris Hemsworth six-part doco on Netflix called Limitless. She's on the last episode of that doco series as well, and she talks about how she was basically looking in the face of death for the last 10 years of her life. So that's really interesting as well. But yeah, I want to take this opportunity to remind you, if this is the reminder that you needed to get your skin checked, do it right now. I'm doing mine today, and of course I've got that fair, freckly, moly skin, and a lot of family history with melanomas in my family as well. My grandfather, Fossil, is a truck driver, so he's had a lot of melanomas cut out of him, all on the one side where the sun would come in through the truck window.
Yeah.
So many. He's got a hole in his back that I can fit my grown fist in.
Wow.
He's had to have so many cut out all around his eye sockets, his shoulders, around his neck, behind his ears, and they are ruthless when it comes to cutting these things out because they don't care about how you're going to look after cutting the cancer out. They care about getting it out and taking care of you first and foremost and not how you look. So,
and rightly so, of course. You know, they're just doing their job. But the healing
and the pain that I see him go through after having these surgeries and after having big chunks of cancer cut out of him, it's terrifying. It's frightened me into getting my skin checked every year. So
get in there and do it.
Also, too, if you think it can't happen to you, you're totally wrong.
That's right. And, you know, another one is like tradies who are out in the sun a lot.
All the time.
My dad, he always wears a hat, but his ears were often poking out.
Yep.
The tops of his ears they were going to like basically lop them off.
Hats aren't enough these days either, are they? Like you've got to wear sunscreen. You've got to cover up any like inch of skin that is exposed to the sun. Makes you a higher risk of getting melanoma later down the track. And, of course, clinics like Sun Doctors are nationwide and referral-free. They can sometimes be quite hard to get into, though. So once you get in, get it checked, and then just book in again for the next year. That's all I do.
I'll
go there today, and then I'll say, yep, I'll book in again for Feb next year.
You know what?
But if I need to chase it up earlier than that, they're very flexible in making sure that you get in
as well. That's awesome. I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to get booked in because I haven't probably been for 2 years.
Please do. And honestly, it's half an hour out of your day every year.
It's nothing.
It's really nothing. Yeah. And it can totally save your life. And in the instance for Natalie Fornasia, if she hadn't had her toe checked all those years ago, I mean, her life would have been cut short
another
even earlier.
10 years.
Yeah. So it's a terrifying thing to do. I'm so nervous. I hate going.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a way worse alternative, isn't there?
That's so true.
So well, yeah, this here's your reminder. And this time of year, of course, we all love a beach day, but it's totally time to get your skin checked if you haven't before.
There we go. Great message. Thank you, Tyler. Up next, $300 up for grabs with our trivia check.
Yes.
Now, this is so
totally
easy.
Totally walk away with $300 cash today. It's gettable.
Yeah, just one question stands between you and the money. If you get the one question right, you win the money. Oh, it's so easy. Give us a call now, 4967-4105, if you'd like to play our trivia check in minutes.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, this is so easy. We've got $300 on the line. If you can just answer one trivia question correctly, cash is yours.
You walk away with $300.
It's just like a handoff. We just hand you money.
We're like Oprah.
I know.
You get a cash. You get a cash. You get a check.
That's exactly it. Checks, how old school? I'm sure we still do them.
Yeah, probably.
Let's meet our contestant this morning.
We've got Kate in Paterson. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. Now, do you feel like walking away with $300 cash in your back pocket today?
Yes, please.
You feeling confident?
No.
Weekend's coming up. What have you got planned?
I've just got a pre-birthday lunch for my husband.
Oh, nice.
Pre-birthday lunch? How does he score that?
And then an actual birthday lunch for my sister.
Now, Kate, you are talking my language. A little pre-birthday celebration, a birthday celebration, and a post-birthday celebration. That's how we should do it all the time, right?
Definitely.
Yeah,
Kate,
all right.
Loves a party, and I like that about you,
Sounds
Kate.
Sounds like you're going to need $300 cash for this party, Kate. Are you ready for your question?
Yes.
All right, don't forget, five-second timer, don't let that get in your head. Which Australian band won 10 arias in 1997?
Oh, that one with the two guys. Savage Garden.
Oh, it was Savage Garden, but the time went off. Oh, Kate, I'm so sorry.
I started it before the timer.
Oh,
you were so close, mate.
Very close, but unfortunately not.
I mean, it can be easy if you can remember some Australian band names.
Yep, just bang them out.
That cash could be yours. Unfortunately, though, for Kate, just missed out by a bloody skin of a teeth. That does mean, though, $325 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Trivia check back again. Make sure you're listening then. We're done for today.
Yep.
However, right after us, so much good music on the way. How about some of this? So what a man gotta do? What a man
gotta do to be totally. Some Jonas Brothers on the way after 9 o'clock.
It's a yes, please from me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Now, can I tell you, if I ever do like a charity fight, this is my walkout song.
Is it?
Yeah, just to like psych out my opponent.
When are you doing a charity fight?
Maybe next week. You want to fight?
No.
Me and you in the ring. Let's go.
I'm a terrible fighter.
I'll knock you out.
Yeah, I know you would. Also, these. Can I be honest?
I
still want
your hands up on my body. I do like this one.
Oh, absolutely. Let's listen a little bit more. Ferrari. All right, that's
enough. Brand new banger coming in hot after 9 o'clock. Ferrari, all part of our 105 minutes commercial free, straight after us.
We're done and dusted. Have a great day. Enjoy the pointy end of the week, and we will catch you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
I've been listening to your
show on the radio. You've been listening to Tyler and Crevo, the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.